Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. What is a biblical worldview, and why do we need to have one? That's the headline. Brandon House will come to this broadcast table and explain his full-time ministry and why we all need a biblical worldview.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Does the church today really have a biblical worldview, Brandon?
No, all the studies show that just like maybe 2 or 3% of actual real Christians have a comprehensive biblical worldview. Do they apply a correct biblical worldview to the area of economics, to the issue of science or origins? No, they don't. Many of them are buying into socialism now. Increasingly, they buy into theistic evolution or just flat-out evolution or theistic evolution that believe that God used evolution. So no, they don't have a biblical worldview. They have bits and pieces, but they don't have a comprehensive biblical worldview. About 4% of Christian adults actually could pass a biblical worldview test.
That is alarming, is it not?
Well, it is because, again, what it means then the church is ripe for being taken over. Many people today think Jesus was a social justice warrior. We don't have a place for Israel anymore. We've got bad theology. We're into replacement theology. I mean, it's a mess, and it's because people don't have a consistent biblical worldview.
But why a biblical worldview is so important today?
There are six major worldviews ruling the world: biblical Christianity, secular humanism, cosmic humanism, or New Age. That's really the Oprah Winfrey worldview of cosmic humanism is the really becoming dominant worldview, along with postmodernism, Islam, and Marxism. Those are your six dominant worldviews. There are more than six, but those are your six dominant ones. If you don't understand what those worldviews believe about economics, law, family, social issues, theologically, end time events, you won't understand what's happening. If you don't understand the worldview of Marxism, you won't understand why Marxism is back. If you don't understand Islam, you won't understand the war that's happening on a global scale and their desire to build a caliphate and what their end-time beliefs are. You won't understand how it is the Marxists and the Muslims are now actually working together to defeat their shared enemy of American Israel. If you don't understand the worldviews, you don't understand the world. You see it in bits and pieces, but you have no idea why it's happening, how it's happening, and where it's going. And yet Jesus said to the leaders of his day, the religious leaders of his day, as he goaded them, you understand the weather, you can discern the weather, but you cannot understand the times. And don't we see a special blessing for those who understand, seek to understand Bible prophecy, whether it was Daniel or if it's the blessing that comes from understanding the book of Revelation. We're called to understand the times and know how God would have us respond. But you're not going to do that if you don't understand the worldviews, the philosophies that are not according to Christ, but according to men that are ruling the day.
Brandon House explaining the concept of a biblical worldview and why we need to have one. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. God has a plan for the world, and we need to know that plan. We can through a biblical worldview, which explains God's plan. The Lord's plan is actually His Word, the Bible. Study the Bible and know God's plan for the future. That is a biblical worldview. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...